Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisomnu ki lo yichol rachamov. Baruch Hashem. Last week, Zichah Tuesday, I didn't think that Rebbe Nissim will be here for Rosh Hashanah. So I always tell you, Reb Chaim Brisk says that Ani b'chazdecho v'tachti yogel libi b'shuvasecho l'shiro l'Hashem ki gomal eloi. So Reb Chaim said, I often tell this to people, l'gabi sudas haydor, even l'gabi brichas hagoymel, according to some poskim, the precise time to make a brichas hagoymel, that we know there's three stages. When a person has a difficulty, there's no opening, everything looks closed. It's never closed, there's always the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's never closed. But it looks closed. So at that point, all a person could have is bitochen. Ani b'chaz d'chov atachti. Bitochen. That never ends. That's always there. Then, Amol Deibisht opens up. You see, Taka, the oyer is coming in. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is showing you the oyer. The oyer hagonus. So he says, at that point, you could already, yogel libi, b'shua sech, you should already, it's a different hanhoga. It's not that your bitochen goes up or down. Bitochen is always there. The Jew is always supposed to be standing there with the bitochen, knowing that cherev chadim unachas al tzavori shel odom, al yim ha'atzmei min harachamim. But there's a different hanhoga. So I would say that from last week till now, it's yoga libi b'shuasech. You see the oyer, the Eibish to let a little oyer in that we should see. I told Ben Sina that when I was with Dovi on Friday, I never saw him like that. The last 3 months, there was a certain, I call it in Yiddish, a ruikait. Ruikait, there's no word. It means relax, but it's not. Some certain words in Yiddish, there's no English word that I'm aware of that can adequately capture. He's just relaxed. Certainly relaxed. So, it's the first time that he's told me, or been seeing those, he always complains to me, Dovi, because he feels that if he complains to me, I'm gonna daven better. So it's the first time I said, so how is it? He says, I think a little better. It's the first time I heard that. Rebbe Nissim, I said, when did he tell me that last? I think a little better. But last Tuesday, I don't think you would have thought he was going to tell me that on Friday. So Baruch Hashem, yoga libi b'shuasech. The Eibush will help, and we should be zeich and next Rosh Hashanah. We'll be together. We'll be before Chaim Doiv, and we'll be tako shira l'Hashem. We'll hold by the next level. Ki gom al aloi. It's Hashem. Yimei Adin are not no longer coming upon us. They're already here. And there's a lot to think about. I want to just bring out one nekuda, which I think is important as we go into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very complicated day. We discussed it the last couple of days. Rosh Hashanah is a complicated day because on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah, Oichlim, V'shoisim, Usmeichim, Rosh Hashanah is a chayomtiv. The way we paskin Rosh Hashanah is a yomtiv. There was a machlokes rishonim if you could fast on Rosh Hashanah. But we paskin, you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Halacha l'maaseh. And halacha l'maaseh, we paskin oichlim, v'shoisim, usmechim. At the same, bivloid shem bigdei levonim. Right? We wear clothing that reflects celebration rather than the clothing that one would wear when they're going into a din, more humble, dark clothing that they're going into, a zman of din, a mishpat, there's a certain humility, humbleness, fear. At the same time, Chazal tells us it is yimei pachat. The Rambam says it's yimei pachat. When the Rambam describes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the reason why we don't say hal on Rosh Hashanah is because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Beis and Pesuchim. So the Rambam says, it's Yimei Pachat. Stays of fear. Stays of fear. And these type of days, these days of fear, It's not roy to say halal. So there's like a taruvus. My question is not why it's a days of fear. That I understand very simple. Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. It makes a lot of sense that it's days of pachad. That we understand. What I don't understand is the simcha. The simcha mazavoyis. Why is there such an Indian of simcha on Rosh Hashanah? It's the first day of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Compiled upon that, which Aseret Yemei Teshuva, really you made tzayim, and the Kedoshi Elyon used to fast. Some used to fast all Aseret Yemei Teshuva, except for Rosh Hashanah. And some fasted on Rosh Hashanah. Shani Maldi could fast on Rosh Hashanah. So the year of a fachad, I understand very much so. But what's going on with the simcha? And loiv shim levonim, v'oichlim, smeichim, p'tuchim. What's pshat in that? What's the explanation? Then we have to learn how to mix the feelings. Even in the Seder HaTfilah, it's a very uplifting davening on Rosh Hashanah. Very uplifting davening. The davening of Rosh Hashanah doesn't allow so much for krechtzen. Go through the davening and you'll see. Doesn't allow so much for krechtzen. Simloich. Gvaldik. Simcho Hartzecho. Meklap Nishtalcheit. Meklap Nishtashamnu. Right? The moments in the davening in Yom Kippur where okay, so it's not a take if people manage to get a little ungestrengt. I'm sorry, I'm giving you a Yiddish class today, Abizal. Right? It's not a take if people get a little bit zechapta pachat. But the general Seder HaTfilah Rosh Hashanah is very uplifting. It's not the Seder HaTfilah you normally would have on a time when you're tresling. Why not? Why not? You would think that it would be the ultimate. It should be much more fearful than Yom Kippur. Much more fearful than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is already a day that's immune from the Satan. It's similar to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is I'll tell you honestly, I have to work on myself. I am much more joyful on Yom Kippur. I have to be Moedah Lohemes. Because Yom Kippur, I feel like it's the day is cleansing me. It's a very good feeling, Yom Kippur. I get depressed as it gets close to the end. Like, I wish it would be Yom Kippur against you. It's gevaldik. So, but yet, the Torah HaKdoshah didn't see it that way. Because the Torah HaKdoshah didn't make Rosh Hashanah into Yom Tzayim. The Torah didn't make it into Yom Tzayim. The Torah didn't make Rosh Hashanah into Yom Tzayim. At the same time, there's this Indian of Pachad. At the same time, we're not clapping Al Chayit. How do we capture all of these different targation? You know, mixed targation are much harder to capture than anything else. You know, Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av, an oval's an oval. Rosh Hashanah is that type of a day. So I'm going to share with you a fascinating idea that's found in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. It's brought down in Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Beis Oitzer. He has a whole taram on this. In Erech HaLavona, he brings us down this Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer talks about what the Lavona looks like when it's Mischadish. What does the Lavona look like at the first time, the crack of the new moon, which is obviously complex? They had to have tzuris, and they had to have the gemois, and it wasn't so simple, right? To know exactly what the Chiddush Levona is. So the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, after giving a little bit of a description, says it's doima l'shoifer. It has that certain shape. It's like a shoifer. That's what the Chiddush Levona is. So for Shteitzach Rabbi Yosef Engel is marchiv the yiriyah. Somehow we see that the shofar is supposed to bring out the fact that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, which is a chiddush. All the other Yom Tovim are generally after the not only the Levonas Neschadish, but either the Levonas Bemilua, Mamish, when the moon, and there's obviously each one of these things has a cheshbon. But when you're talking about Pesach and Sukkot, the Levonas Mamish at its peak, Mamish right at the top. And even Shavuos, the Levonas when it's already, when you can make Kiddush Levonas L'chaladez, you can make Birchas HaLevonas. Right? We're already, the Levonas is nice and big and bright. See, even Shavuos has the Levonah, at least in the sheer Baisim. We'll call it Baisim HaLevonah. Okay? Not Milu HaLevonah, Baisim HaLevonah. Some actually hold Shavuos is Nachbes. Because the other Yamim Toivim, when they're on the peak, that means they're on the way down. Right? It's the peak. The other Regolim, the Levonah is Mevusim, and yet it's still gonna get bigger and bigger. Right? So the Shaila is, why is Taka Rosh Hashanah on such a day, on Rosh Chodesh, when it's Mamish, it's a day that normally is quiet, it's a dark day. It's physically dark. Why is that? What's the pshat in them? You know, about Chassidim, they don't like to get married, you know. They want the milui. It's not just Chassidim, it's Portana de Hamor. But it became more kal, this Indian became more kal. I had my mechutin with my tzvi shver. He's a chassidish asigetel mitasatna with all. See, he was nervous. It was chav zayin adar. So I told him that Rav Pinchas Mikur, it says that adar is different. Adar is the whole month. The whole month is. I didn't need Rav Pinchas Mikur, but for him it was good. L'maisa, it's a dover pella. So not only is Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh, but we make a whole ordeal of it. Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar B'Keseh Chag Shehu Mechuseh. And the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is saying that there's some kind of remez in the Shofar itself. The shape of the Shofar symbolizes the fact that we have this Yom Tov when it's, you know, when it's the Levonah's Mamish, not even here yet, Kemat. You have to be a Baki to know that the Levonah's here. So there's some kind of Milah. I really want to tie this in, this idea, which really I get from the Chavis Das and the Neid Behuda, and if you Chassidish, the Koznitzer, other Chassidish Sfarim, were Mechavim to the Neid Behuda. It's really the Drushe Hatzlach. The concept is in the Drushe Hatzlach, but I think it's really Mavusis on this Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, which is telling us that there's something about the shape of the Shofar, and the fact that it's the... Now, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches has a whole discussion. If we bring the regular chatas, you know, on Rosh Chodesh, the regular chatas Rosh Chodesh, do you bring it? And the conclusion of Tosfos is interesting. Tosfos, he brings a raya from the Kalir, from the poet, from the nusach of the Yud Beis Sirim. Interesting, fascinating Tosfos. Stop. But the bottom line is that Tosfos over there says that there is, the conclusion of Tosfos is that we have the chatas on Rosh Hashanah, we have the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, which is a tremendous chiddush because it has its own chatois. It has its own chatois. So it seems redundant to have a chatas for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Forgetting the debate in the Rishonim, yeah, not, the discussion in Tosfos is maybe bakeseh, it's hiding. Meaning, so the whole Rosh Chodesh element is in hiding, you know, so you don't bring the Chatas Rosh Chodesh. L'maisa, we do. But it's mechud, forgetting the diukim and the psukim, the concept is a little difficult. Is it not redundant to have a sorry for Rosh Hashanah, which always comes out on Rosh Chodesh? Anyway, so you're going to have a Chatas regal. The only thing is the Behemah has a little thing on top. I'm a Rosh Hashanah korb. Yeah, but Rosh Hashanah by definition is Rosh Chodesh. That's the definition of Rosh Hashanah. So why wouldn't the Rosh Hashanah korban be a Rosh Chodesh korban? But somehow, now again, according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, we can understand. If we could get an understanding of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, we can understand because there is something unique that Dafka Rosh Hashanah is on this time, this hidden time of the month, where Levana is just starting to come out. So basically, I think that the Pshat, again, I would never say this without the Nadi B'Yudah. But the Nadi B'Yudah is the Chamalach Hashem Tzvokas. The Nadi B'Yudah says, Nitin, once the Nadi B'Yudah says it, Nitin Rishus Lema. So you could say it right. The Nadi B'Yudah says a fascinating thing. Nadi B'Yudah says the following. We know the whole story by Bris Olam, that the Levana and the Chama, and the Levana came to Rabbanu Shalom, and Shtei Melachim Olachim B'Kesar Echot. The Levana came with a taina to Rabbanu Shalom. And the Rabbanu Shalom told the Levana, L'chi u'miti atzmech. Make yourself smaller. Right? You say two kings can't have one, can't be in the same crown. Fine, so you become the Mishoras. You become second to them. You become the more hakotten. Immediately the Eibishter starts giving the Levana all kinds of piyusim. Right? What's pshat in that? The Rebbeinu Shlom starts being mefayis to Levana. First, the Rebbeinu Shlom shrinks to Levana. Simply, it's from the simple medrash, again, according to whatever understanding we can have from Chazal, there was a taina on the Levana. Don't be such a covet zucher. Right? This was the first time in creation called Haroidevach HaKovet, HaKovet Bereches Mimenu. Okay, the Levana ran after Kovet, and it was the Skyim that the Kovet ran away from the Levana. So fine, end of story. Right? You want Baruch HaKrita? Sorry. Okay? You get Shehakul Baruch Vodeh by benching. Okay? That's what you're going to get. You get a, fine, end of story. Immediately the Eibishter starts telling the Levana, don't worry. First of all, the tzaddikim are mesumel in you. Yankiv is a cotton, and this one is a cotton. David is a cotton. And this. The Eibishter starts telling the Levana all the attributes of being a cotton. Why are you giving him covet? You just told him, go into your corner. You know what I mean? If you send a kid to a corner because they did something wrong, you don't tell the kid, you should know being in the corner is a whole schus. It's better to be in the corner. You're lucky to be in the corner. If you do that, you're defying the whole punishment. Yeah? Man, you send the kid to the corner, you have candies coming out from the roof, the mon coming down from the roof. Say, oh, Ashrecha Shezachisa to the corner. That corner, you have all the, whatever you want comes out from there. You were sent to the corner for a reason. You're being penalized. So the Baruch Hashem sends the Levana to the corner. And then says, by the way, Yankee from David and Ahin and Ahel and Allah, you know, you're so lucky. So the Levana wasn't sent into the corner. Wasn't sent, it wasn't. And then it's not over. Rakadish Boko Shane and the spice, showing the spice. So you have the kid in the corner, and the liquor is just coming out of the ceiling, right? With tickets to Disneyland and all kinds of fine design, right? And the kid still says, I don't like that you put me in the corner. So jump in the lake, like I'm putting in the corner. Good, at least you don't like it. The Abish says, okay, you know what? Havio like a kapore. So the Abish said to Levana, don't worry. I'm going to bring a kapore every month. Shemiyatati is Levana. Whatever that means. What's made this Havio? From the most difficult chazals. Bring a kum. Vice to chois that made the Levana happy. Now, what kind of first of all, if the being in the corner with all the tzaddikim and all the gehenim, with David, with Yankif, with all of the, that didn't make the Levana happy. So now what? The Eibishter brings a chatas, not a Levana's happy one. Now, how did the Levana get happy all of a sudden? The Levana gets the meat from the Kohen chatas. Why is the Levana happy now? Feist the chois! Now the Levana's happy. Whatever sad means for the Levana to be in the corner, with all the nash, now the Levana is happy because the Eibush is bringing a chatas for the Levana. For himself. The Eibush is bringing a chatas for himself, whatever that means. Al Shemiyatati is Levana. So the Noida B'Yudah says a fascinating thing, and again, this is found in many of the Sfarim HaKdosh. Like I said, I would be afraid to say such a thing. I would be afraid to think, I should correct myself. I'd be afraid to think such a thing. To say it's out of the question. I wouldn't even think it. But they say the following. They say that the Eibishter compromised himself. The whole Levana episode, the whole Meirei Shabbat Gemir was done for one reason. To Klal Yisrael to be able to easily fix themselves and get a kapara. Because when somebody is murdered by Melech Malchei Hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's pretty serious. We don't realize it. We don't realize it because we taka don't get sent to the corner. When we talk Lashon Hara, nobody sends us to the corner. If I cast Geshmak, you have a circle audience, we get applauded. A lot of times we do Averis, we get applauded. We get involved in Machlekes. We have a whole Kovetach. Right? So we don't understand. But if you're murdered in Melech Malchei Hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there shouldn't even be 1 second of grace period. It should be instantaneous destruction. But the Eibush to circumvent and developed in such a way that it's an imperfect world. The world is imperfect. The Eibush to put into the Bria imperfection. That I've said many times. That's why the Eibush to started to do Midas Hadin and then he changed the Midas. But the Eibush to didn't know. The Eibush to created in the Bria, it's an imperfect world. And the Levana symbolized that. It's not perfect. It's not perfect. And Adarabba, you work on Tikkun. You work to fix. Listen to what the Neder Beit says. So Barnisham himself said, you know what? I'm going to be part of that imperfect world. Kilu. Kvayachal. Kilu, I made a mistake. Kilu, I did something. I was Mamaya. I did something wrong. The Eibishter did that to remove the Kitruk from Klal Yisrael. You know what the Baal Shem says? The Baal Shem says, Ki imcha aslicha. Right? Ma'an tivore. Listen to the Baal Shem. Says the Baal Shem, Im avoyno is tishmor ka. If Hashem, if you're not going to give off anybody, if any averis, Hashem, kvayochel the Eibishter himself miyamoid. The Eibishter created in the Bria, Ki'ilu, he himself, I need Tikkun. If I need Tikkun, then Kol Shekein Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter, it's not even shocked by the Eibishter Tikkun. But the Eibishter created a facade of Tikkun for himself. And that's why when it went around to Yerushalmi and Makkos, Nefesh HaChitas, what should be with a sinner? They all said he should die. The Malachim said he should die. The Nevi'im said he should die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaseh Tshuva V'Yiskaper Lai. The Rebbeinu Shem created an environment, Ki'ilu, he himself. I heard from the Rebbe Reb Yankov in Zatzal. Reb Yankov said that that's Pshat Noisei Omai. He carries Aver. Let me carry Aver. Zot Reb Yankov, the Eibush himself acts, Haviu Kapor Alai. So you who are only a Tzelem Alekim, Kol Shekein is an Indian of Kapara for you. The Eibishter created a Kvayochel Dika Kapara for himself in the Bria, so that all of us can hang on to Hashem's coattails. All of us. And Mimela, in a sense, you could say, for us to get a Kapara, is not such a Zilzul in the Shechina, we're hanging on Hashem's Kapara. The Eibishter's Kapara. The Levana was only Mimayit, the whole Levana, whatever. Symbolically speaking, the Levana wanted to make a tikkun for the world. The Levana was the kovetz zuchel. Hashem said, you know what? Every month there's going to be a korban. And that korban is going to be a sanguria on Klal Yisrael. The Levana was very happy with that. The Levana now had a very important mission. If the Levana could be part of that, that's an unbelievable mission. That's a Meridic commission that the Levana had. Memeilu, we can understand the Rebbeinu Shem Berachmo v'Vutuva Yagdolim. He made that it should be the Yom Adin on the day that's Avu Alai Kapara. Hashem made Rosh Hashanah on that day. With Ki'ilu Kvayachal, Hashem says, Avu Alai Kapara. Bring on me a Kapara. The lack of perfection is in the Bria. That's the biggest schus for us. Comes Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. He says, you know what? Bring a chatas Rosh Chodesh. That's the whole point. Bring a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Because the godless of Rosh Hashanah is that it's on Rosh Chodesh. It's on that day of Aviyu Olai Kapor. And Memela, the ambiance of the Yom Tovim, the ambiance of the Yom Tov, is Faker, the Levana B'milua. The Levana is beautiful. It's part of the environment of Yom Tov. For Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Adin, the ambiance of the Yom Tov is the Chesaron HaLevana. Is the Havu Olai Kapor. Memela, just like the beautiful Levana on Sukkos decorates the sky, Fakert, the Chayser HaLevana, the little trickle of the Levana, which symbolizes Hashem saying that the world, the imperfection of the world that He put into the Bria, He put into the Bria. The Nei Debuta says in his drushes over there, I think it's Drushit Beis, the Nei Debuta says, when the Abishu was Mamayat Yarech Kilu, he opened the door to Yetzer Hara, to Averis, to an imperfect world. To an imperfect world. And that's what Rosh Hashanah symbolizes. And a yoist that that's where the Baruch Hashem planted Rosh Hashanah. We come into the Yemei Din with a tremendous simcha that Hashem gave us the first day of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the first Yemei Din, at a time where we're mamish clinging to the kapar of the Rabbanu Shalom. Can't get better. Person wants to go daven. I want to go to my Rebbe. Right? My Rebbe. By him, the tefillahs go right up. Right? But my Rebbe, I want to be part of the maracha of my Rebbe. I want to go to my Rebbe. There's a mizbech there. I was talking Shabbos. Sometimes people want the Rebbe to blow. They feel the Rebbe's tears. So I told him, been seeing, I was telling over to Balabatim, over Dan Blosn. Sometimes I can't blossom. So I said, I once told a Rosh Hashiva, call HaKoylus K'sherim, but call HaRuchai Seinem K'sherim. Something has to come out. If it's just, that's not a koil. But people rather, you rather hear Rav Shach's K'sher, Shoyf, that's a brochen at K'sher. I don't mean Shvarim, I mean just Shvach at K'sher. Right? Then to hear Radinsky go, Doo! By the way, I have a brochen, I'm never a brochen, I'm never a brochen, my kids, it's a broken too. But Rav Shach, you want to hear Rav Shach? It's Rav Shach. I want to hear his tefillah. Because over there, the tefillahs will go up, right? Imagine if you could say, there's a special minion where the Rabbanu Shalom over there brings a kapara for himself. You could be part of that process. Nervayim. Who's going to go to Oman? Imagine there's another place, a big place, there's no food. Yeah? But there's a kapara, there's a mizbeach over there where the Rabbanu Shalom's mizbeach is, there's an oil over there. Where there's a kapara for the Rabbanu Shalom, whatever that means, and you could be part of that. Who wouldn't? I would fly, I don't know what, I would walk. And if it would be Oman, I'd walk to Oman. If that's where it is. Granted, it's not, but I would walk there. I don't know if you could walk there, but I would try. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom did in Rosh Hashanah. He said there's a day a month where there's b'china, where there's no kitrug, where any makatrug, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Rabbi Isai, today is a day where I'm getting kaparas today. You have a problem with kaparas? Okay, have it up with me. Makatrug comes to Rebbeinu Shalom and says, 1 second, nefesh chatasi tamas, like David Shteherzl. Today is my kapara today. You have a problem with kaparas? Okay, let's have it out. Nobody's having it out with their brothers. Well, that's the godless of Rosh Hashanah. That's the koyach of Rosh Hashanah. That's our Rosh Hashanah. We cling to the ability to change. We don't start clapping. We just cling to Hashem. We're clinging to Hashem's kapara. Let's not clapping so much because we have something much higher to hold on to. Mamela, that's the yisoid, and that's why it's davka shofar. Bama b'shofar. Says the Pirkei Rebbe Lezer, the shofar is symbolic of that. So Rosh Hashanah is the most unbelievable opportunity. Tchilas ma'asech. And that's what all of us have to focus on. We have to focus that, number one, the Abish is open to all our imperfections. Nobody should feel meruchuk from the Rebbeinu Shalom. the Eibush the Dafka made Rosh Hashanah in such a zman, where Kilu, you could say, you know what, I'm going along with Hashem. I'm going along with this imperfect world that Hashem himself opened up. Do you know, Pi Kabbalah, they say that David, the reason why Malchus based David, lasted. And Malchus Shaul couldn't last, because Shaul represented Shlemus. Shaul had no doifi. Shaul was perfection. In order to be Melech Yisrael, there had to be imperfection. David HaMelech represented, the Gemara says, David Chato Kedei Lefteach Delas Lebalei Tshuva. David Dafka had a facade of imperfection. As I stay in Chazal. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, when they went to be Mekadosh to Chodesh, what was the simon for a Chodesh? David Melech Yisrael. Because David also symbolized the Chisar and Yireach. David also symbolized the fact that things are not perfect. Shaul was taka perfect. The Torah Kedoshah says about him, he was B'li Chet. He symbolized perfection. So the Sifrei Kabbalah say, a Melech has to be Lev Ha'om. There has to be an imperfection. There has to be it. That was David. That was what David HaMelech reflected. Kiel. And therefore, we have to know, we go into Rosh Hashanah, we have to dance with the Rabbanu Shel Rosh Hashanah. We have to know, Mamluch the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Mechaber Zayin to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that's the biggest koich. Because one of the hardest areas to go through when it comes to tshuva is realizing that you have it in you. That you're good. That you are good. You're a chilek al kamimal. That's if you could get past that. If you could get past that nakuda, that's the biggest nakuda. If it's vayig balibah b'darke Hashem, if you come into Rosh Hashanah, you say, you know what? I'm roy lekach. I'm roy to be mechaber to Hashem. I'm roy to perfect myself. My imperfections, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tolerates. He had a yad in it. Get a yad in it. That's the biggest koyach you can have when you go into the Yemeidin. Makes it so much easier. One's own self-assessment is the biggest nekuda you need for tshuva. If a person just looked at himself like a shtik, ashpa, it doesn't work. First of all, it's false. That's not sasa yetzer. That's taka what the yetzer wants. The yetzer wants that you should focus on HaNefesh HaChitah HaSi Tomus. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants you to focus on, you're with me. Havi Olai Kapor, Kum Tzarayim, come with my Korb. Come with me. That's what Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling us. And that's why the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah is Roimimus. It's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, the schus we have to be mechaber to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The schus that we are connected to our Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the avoid. And Mamela, once you get that, you're a different person. I've seen with Talmidim, once they identify themselves as something higher, they become something higher. Because most of people's flaws are self-generated. Because if that's what I am, so that's what I am. Right? If you look at yourself like you taka are, you're kedoshim, you're mamlechus kohenim, you're connected to Hashem. That's, I wouldn't say it's half the battle. I would say it's three quarters of the battle. Because half the battle would be understating it. It's three quarters of the battle. Any guy that wakes up in the morning and says, I'm connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm an Am Kodesh. That's three quarters of the battle. Three quarters of the battle. Avada is still what to do. But that's what the avoda has to be. Rabbi said, we should all be zoicha to understand our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that we're all kedoshim u'tohirim, who we are, we're mesumel taka to levana. We're going to go up. We're going to be mischadish. We're going to go higher and higher. They represent a perfect, you know. When you represent perfection, and by a guy we find Hazarosa is doing misasa. There's no grace period for a guy. Hazarosa is doing misasa. You know what? You want to be like the Chama that comes along with the package. Hazarosa is doing misasa. We're the Levada. We're a breed of ischadishes. That's what our breed is, and that's our greatest chus. And that's why Dafke, we bring in Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. You should all be zeichet to a gewaldige ksivich simet toive, gewaldige year of aliyah, in Torah, avoyde, gmils chasodim. You should all be zeichet to be shining lights of kovod hashchina. And take, we should be zeichet, our alavona should be kora chama take, with the ultimate tikkun abriya, mitzvah shem, mishana toive, vachasum alo toive.